The Brewers looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Mets. Junior Guerra on the hill in search of his first victory of the season, getting some run support in the first with Eric Thames at the plate with the man on facing Jacob DeGrom.
Here he comes, and Thames sends one to right and deep. Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Eric Thames! And the Brewers grab the lead. Here he comes. Broxton sends it to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Broxton. Wow, what a shot that was.
And the bases are loaded. One out. And here is Hernan Perez. And Perez up the middle and a base hit. Thames is in. Here comes Aguilar. The big man will score. It's a two RBI single. And the Brewers have a 6-0 lead on DeGrom. Junior Guerra has four scoreless on the board.
Swinging a liner, speared by a leaping Jesus Aguilar, and the inning is over. Three up and three down.
Hot shot right to Arcia. Good day's work for Guerra. Second start back from the DL. Six shutout.
The Brewers snap a two-game skid as they take it 7-1. Junior Guerra, his first win of the season, going six scoreless innings, striking out four. Orlando Arcia extends his hitting streak to 11 games. And Eric Thames finishes with two hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored, including snapping a season-long 15-game homerless drought. Eric Thames snapped a 15-game homerless drought, his longest of the season, helping lead the Brewers to a victory. He spoke after the game.
For me, it was our last day at the homestand, and I said, okay, I'm not going to do any more weight training. I'm just going to stretch. I have to get my legs better. So I stretched my quads a lot more, my hip flexors and hamstrings, obviously, because, the opposite muscle groups. So I started to feel better. Like, when I would swing, it wouldn't hurt as much. And, as you guys know with baseball, it's like all the power comes from the ground up. So, when my hamstring was messed up, that's where all my power comes from, my hips and everything. So it's starting to feel a lot better. I'm moving around. On that triple last night, I was able to kind of, open it up and see how it felt, and it felt great. And even tonight, I ran pretty hard, and there's no pain. So I feel like that's a good stepping stone to move on to tomorrow and the rest of the season.
Speaking of the power, it was your first home run tonight since May 9th. How good did it feel just for how much you've had to grind through, the strep throat and the injuries with your legs as well?
Yeah, it's been a grind, but that's life, that's baseball. So you have to grind through it, and eventually the storm will pass. But I was more pumped about last night with the triple. I saw something on MLB Network, and it was like going 0 for 37 or 3 for 37 with no extra base hits. And I hit that triple, and I was just like, oh, finally, that's a ball at the end of the bat single, but actually get something extra bases. And it's good for the team. With Jesus behind me and Shaw, the RBI guys. So if I get a scoring position, then it's a good shot for them to drive me in.
What about the guy in front of you, Eric Sogard, on base all four times, just to have that kind of production from the leadoff spot?
Yeah, I'm not very surprised because Sogi is a professional player. He comes to work every day, very even keel, same demeanor every day, whether he's hot or cold, it doesn't matter. And I feel like, that's what makes a special ball player, especially as a leader. He's an older guy. Everybody loves him. He's a leader for us. So for him at the top of the order or lower in the order or wherever, I feel like he always produces.
The Brewers snap a two-game skid. Manager Craig Counsell talked after the game.
Yeah, I think, one of the ways we've won games a lot is early runs has been something that's been we've been pretty effective at and good at. And tonight was, a perfect example, quick runs. And then really the top two guys in the lineup were the guys that were, kind of the thorn for DeGrom as much as anything. Eric saw a ton of, both guys saw a ton of pitches. Sogard with three walks against DeGrom and Eric, they both made him work really hard. And our bets in general against DeGrom were outstanding. His pitch count was, I think he got to 100 pitches through four innings. So, against a guy like that, that means a lot of quality at bats for sure.
How much of that came from just the discipline at the plate of laying off a lot of off-speed stuff and making it?
Yeah, that was it. Sogard was, it wasn't a 3-1 count. It was battling back from two strikes, every at bat for Eric. And it's just, it's fun to see. And guys are excited for him, and it shows him kind of leads the way with an at bat to have, that's for sure.
Two things we talked about came immediately too. We talked about how he might as well just start at 3-2. He walked three times on 3-2.
That's exactly
and
right.
And then Eric's legs, he said he can drive the ball now with his legs under him. Those two things just came out.
Yeah. No, they both came true. And, I think Eric's back, he's clearly in a good place. The ball, the home run was, you know, really well hit. I thought he just missed another one off Edgen. So, you know, it's good to have him. Obviously, he's a run producer, and he's an important run producer for us. So, have him back swinging good is a big sign for our offense.
Sometimes when pitchers miss a long time, Craig, they need a little bit of time to work into it. How surprising is it or not?
No, I mean, you know, I was expecting Junior to need a little time, you know, and but the thing about Junior is that he's, you know, he finds a way. You know, I thought tonight he had a good, very good curveball tonight. He used his breaking ball very effectively. You know, I thought his split was good in the first inning when he needed it. Sometimes it's taken him a little while in the game to get it going, but it was good in the first inning tonight. But his off-speed stuff to me was the story. I thought in his first start, his fastball was the story. But tonight is off-speed, and he finds a way to get it done, and he's got enough weapons to do so.
He gave you six after 12 innings last night. You could see Terry was trying to squeeze something out of DeGrom and couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, they ended up, you know, Edgen ended up doing a great job for them and getting three innings. But, you know, certainly it was a really ideal setup with how we were able to use the bullpen tonight and give, you know, everybody threw yesterday a day off today.
How close to Max is Junior in arm strength right now?
Oh, he's good to go. Yeah, he's you know, no limitations at all. He's, you know, he's doing well.
No, but in terms of where he'll be.
You want better than that? You want better than...
No, for 110, 120 pitches.
Well, I mean, no, there's no... I have no limitations on him. No, I mean, it's a 7-0 game, and, you know, so it's... And he's two starts in, so it's... There's, you know, if it was a different game, we might have sent him out there again.
That Bruce DP was kind of big because, you know, he's done damage against you guys in the past, and if he does there, it could tighten the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing with Jared is, you know, it's the double play is such a weapon for him. It's such a part of his innings. He's a big ground ball guy, and so, you know, some innings can look a little dicey, but that double play is always there for him, and he's got some big ones for us this year when he's been in there. And I think that's just been when he was with Pittsburgh. It's kind of the same thing I remember, is that the double play is, you know, the runner's on and then you get a double play and he's out of the inning. So it's obviously a big play, though. Like I said, we use the relievers, you know, that were fresh today and able to get the other guys a day off.
Were they trying to challenge where it took too long? Is
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Eric's never walked at this rate, at least in major league career. What's it say for him that he's kind of found another level of his game and adapted after several years of big leagues?
Well, you know, I mean, I think he's, you know, I mean, he's a different player from when he was here last time in the big leagues. I mean, that's what Correa was all about for him.
I meant Sogard.
Oh, Sogard.
Sorry, Sogard.
Okay. You know, I think he's just in a stretch where he's seeing the ball. I mean, you know, he's, you know, I don't know. I think he's got like 13, 14 walks already. So, yeah, that's a, you know, I mean, those are pretty eye-popping numbers when you look at him. And look, he's having good at bats. I think he's always been a guy that's had good at bats. I think he's healthy now. I think that's you know, helping him for sure. You know, but it's been consistent. You know, I think from the start of spring training, it took him a little while in spring training because he'd missed the whole season. But I feel like he's healthy and seeing the ball well, and you know, you ride that.
I know you like playing everybody, but do you got
to? No, I mean, Eric's going to be in there tomorrow. I know that. Yes. Yeah.
No, but you, I mean, you do like to move guys in and out.
Yeah, no, but tomorrow Eric will be in there, yeah. I mean, as we, I can figure that one out.
When you say seeing the ball, I mean, usually that's talking about, you know, people driving pitches, but when you're taking pitches and working walks, is that a different kind of seeing the ball, I guess?
Well, it's a different – I mean, Eric's a different type of hitter. I mean, he is a guy that's – he's not, you know, a drive the ball to the gaps consistently. When he's at his best, I think this is what you see, is a guy that gets on base, that, you know, extends at bats, makes it difficult on a pitcher, frustrates a pitcher by how many pitches they have to throw to him. So this is, you know, he's doing what he's good at right now.
Eric Sogard with an interesting night, tallying a hit and three walks.
I like to see pitches up there, and that's my goal, to, you know, battle and wait till I get the right one. And, you know, those three times it ended up in four balls, so.
Are you just seeing the ball this time around better than you ever have?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I'm just more relaxed up there. And, it's allowing me to see the ball better, see the ball longer, and make better decisions, not chase many pitches.
And then Eric looked like his old self behind you, didn't he?
That's the goal, get on base in front of him and let him do what he does best. And, you know, tonight worked out well. Scored seven. And,
you guys each got off, I mean, eight times between you, and then the guys behind you made them pay.
Exactly, that's huge. That's going to score a lot of runs, and with Junior throwing the ball the way he did tonight, you know, shut him out. It's a good combo.
Yeah, just everything kind of came together tonight. Too.
Exactly.
So after that game last night, it must have felt good. That was kind of frustrating,
yeah,
wasn't
definitely.
It?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we needed that win, and, you know, hopefully we can come back and split the series tomorrow.
First day of battles, or play the parents set a tone against the pitcher. We're going to make you cry.
Right, you know, that's the goal, obviously, especially in the leadoff spot. You see a lot of pitches, got amazing American, and, you know, I was able to battle with them and win the battle. And then Thames come up and hit a two-run homer to put us on top real quick. So.
You think you're making it harder for Craig not to pencil you in that leadoff spot, you know, every day?
I'm ready to play. Obviously, doesn't matter where I'm at. You know, I have to be out there and contribute any way I can.
Up next, the series against the Mets concludes on Thursday with Chase Anderson going up against Zach Wheeler.